Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and producer for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety. We're part of the Florida Aviation Network, and right now we're talking by telephone up in New Mexico to Ben Coleman. He's a host up there, but Ben, what's going on? Tell us about it.
Well, Obi, yesterday I arrived, and all the weather has been great for the event up until today. And this morning at the pilot briefing at ODARC 30, you know how they do it in the balloons.
Oh, yeah.
It started to sprinkle a little bit, and then it came a torrential downpour and put it into the shapes competition that was about to take off. And we didn't get any flying in today, but it's beautiful out here in Albuquerque. And the Fiesta people have done an excellent job at setting up for it. But the one thing that you can't count on is the weather.
Yep. What lessons from sun and fun you were saying there, huh?
Well, as I remember when the tornado activity came through sun and fun and wreaked havoc, it's doing about the same thing here today. And all the tents are about to blow away, and the winds were forecast at 15 gusts 25, and it's more 25 sustained gusts to 40.
Oh my goodness,
some of these little tents just aren't going to hold up. One already collapsed, and they help a lady try to wrestle it down to the ground, but tents can hurt you, Obi.
Yeah. Mona was in, I think, the wash tent at Sun and Fun when it came in, and they ran for the museum, you know.
Other than that, the balloon fiesta has gone extremely well up until this point. Tomorrow is probably going to be a wash for Saturday, but Sunday is supposed to be forecast clear, nice, no wind, and that will be a good finale for them.
Okay, as we understand, this started last Saturday, and it's going through Sunday the 14th, so tomorrow may not be the best day, but check the weather. It may be worth making it out to. And let me see, last night you were with some people that you sent a photograph on. Who were you with last night?
Well, actually that was this morning. I was with the executive director here, Paul Smith, and the event chairman, Don Edwards. And those guys have always been very, very gracious and very helpful to all the media and all the spectators, the viewers, and it's a very crowd-oriented event, much like Sun and Fun. And
yeah,
it's just a pleasure to see all the activity, all the RVs, and it's reported to bring something like $900 million into the area here for the event. So it's a big revenue maker, and not only that, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know that Don Edwards was with BFA. He was the president, and he stepped down from that. Now he's the event director or whatever out there now at Festiva, and he is having a tremendous time, put a lot of work and effort into it. Beautiful sights to see, photographers, Disney World, I guess you would see, all the different shapes and sizes and colors and anything. You want to talk a little bit about some of the shapes and colors that you're seeing? Or?
Oh, sure. It's everything literally under the rainbow, including a rainbow balloon and a castle balloon, cow balloons, dogs, horses, just about anything that you can imagine. But it's just so graceful when you see them floating through the air. But if they were in the air today, they would be doing about 40 knots. And but it's just one of those things that it's not going to. It just kind of dampens the spirit today. But they'll be back at it as soon as the wind dies down, and that's just part of having an aviation event. And I'm thinking that we should start calling it the Balloon and Kite Fiesta, to where when it gets too windy, you can have a kite competition.
There you go. Well, I guess I was looking at the other photograph from last night. You were with somebody who's been the distance, you might say.
Oh, yeah, I was up at the in Wichita, Kansas, for the Bombardier safety stand down, and a gentleman, very, very nice gentleman, Gene Cernan, and is the last man that walked on the moon, and a very, very prolific man, and he said it was an extremely spiritual experience to be the last one to sit there on the lunar rover steps and to look at Earth, and almost a surreal moment, and that he'll never forget, and I just appreciate him sharing as much of that with us as he can. But very, very nice man.
Speaking of Safety Stand Down and Bombardier, for our listeners there, tell them exactly who Bombardier is, where they are, and what they do, and what the purpose of a stand down is.
Well, Bombardier has always been into manufacturing, and they make a multitude of not only engines, but they've also gotten into the airplane business, and they're actually the ones that build the RJ regional jet commuter and the Challenger 601. 03, 04, and the Global Express series, but they are a very, very, and also Learjet. They took over Gates Learjet, and they're pretty heavy if you don't understand the multitude of that category aircraft. Pretty heavy in the aviation industry, and every year it is a complimentary safety stand down. We will take 3 days and have industry professionals come in, and flight crews from literally all over the world come in to just kind of put our heads together on what we could do to make this industry safer. Technology was very, very heavy on the forefront. Human factors, automation, and the caution of not letting automation take control of the total aircraft, because we still have somebody called a pilot in command. And when all the tubes go black, you got to know what to do. And it was a very, very good, very good meeting all week.
That sounds very similar to the United Airlines Slant Continental philosophy as far as the transition to technology.
Yeah, Gene Cernan, from his perspective, he was very, very complimentary of the efforts that the industry has taken to not forget to fly the airplane. And we are approaching a pilot and a mechanic shortage, and we've been talking about it for years, Obie, but it's just right around the corner, and we're concerned. The United States, especially, they're projecting from 2012 to 2031, over 500,000 pilots we need to add in the system. And knowing the numbers like you do, that's an awful lot of startups and people trying to learn how to fly.
Yeah, we're still trying to promote it through the user groups, through AOPA, through EAA, through the Scout and all the different organizations, and I would say the Soaring Society of America has really made some headway in that area, but it's never enough when you're talking about the staggering numbers that you're talking about on the shortage. So for those of you who are listening who thought about a career, no matter what they say, there's light at the end of the tunnel, so make hay while the sun is shining, but it's not shining in Albuquerque right now. We're going to take
On the contrary, it's beautiful outside. Puffy white clouds. The inversion, hyper inversion, went by this morning. Then all we're left with now is the aftermath of the high winds on the back side of the front.
So you're in the sunny. You're not in the rainy side.
Oh heavens, no! No, it's gorgeous and windy.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I'd heard that noise from before, and I thought you were still in the rain section there, but you're not. Okay.
Oh, no. The wind's blowing so hard that the rain is probably 100 miles away now.
Okay.
But it's still fun. It's still fun. Come on out. Okay.
We're going to take a break here for just a minute, and this is Obie Young with Managing Safety, speaking with Ben Coleman, who's been in Wichita, and now he's in Albuquerque. He was at a safety stand down, and now he's at the International Balloon Fiesta in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we'll be right back with you.
Now let's rejoin Obie Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network.
And this is Obie Young back with you with Managing Safety, and we've got Ben Coleman on the line. Ben, we were talking about a little bit of weather that came through there this morning, but it's cleared out now. What else is going on there in Albuquerque?
Well, there's all sorts of competitions that they had planned for today. Of course, it got scrubbed, but every morning there's a required pilot briefing, just like at any air show or aviation event. And where the Balloonmeister, that's the equivalent of an air boss for an air show, the Balloonmeister calls everybody together and tells them what happened yesterday and what they expect to happen today. And there's a meteorological report. The weatherman does his thing, and the FAA is there. Both the this morning, the FISDO manager, John Winsell, was here and with his inspectors. And it's a very interesting relationship they have here at Albuquerque, and that the Balloon Fiesta folks do such an admirable job of organizing and running the event that the FAA just literally is able to monitor exactly what their mandate is to do. But they're there to help and answer questions. J.D. Huss is the FAST team manager that's out here and has been doing it for the past, I think, 12 years. But it's a very, very dedicated group. And the pilots, for balloon pilots, they're just a little bit, well, different. They fly machines that have the ultimate, the least maneuverable machine, and they have the yield. Every aircraft that's flying other than a balloon has to yield to a balloon. So they take that serious, and when they're not seriously flying the balloons, they have some serious fun here, and it's very, very colorful. They a lot of camaraderie, and it's just a real good group of people, very earnest, and just fun, Novi. And I just hope everybody can get a chance to come out to the Balloon Fiesta when they get a chance and see all the shapes and take part in some of the observance of the competition.
Several of the photos have brought comments from the readers saying that that's on their bucket list to make it out there to Albuquerque before they finish up, you know. And a lot of people have said it's a photographer's wonderland. And I noticed that they start from early morning and go into late night. Seems like many long days. Can you kind of describe a typical day for a balloonist?
Well, the typical day is I was up at 4 this morning, and by the time you get down here, about 5 o'clock, you get set up, get a cup of coffee, walk around, and just make sure that the grounds are prepared for all the folks. The trucks and the trailers start rolling in with the balloons, and they literally have them rolled out and before daybreak, which is usually very, very calm, and they stand them up, and depending on what the event is going on, they launch and go to wherever the winds take them. And that's the fun part of it, is the anticipation of not knowing really 100% where you're going to come down. So for you adrenaline junkies, it would be right down your alley. But it's just a lot of the looks like gumdrops suspended in the air, and it just is a surreal feeling, at least on the ground, to be around it. Very, very quiet, except for the burning of the gas propane burners for the heat. And other than that, it's a pretty quiet and peaceful event.
I noticed they have the balloon glow in the morning and then at night, which is beautiful. And you know, really, when they stand them up like that, and then they have the fireworks. Did you get to see any of the fireworks, or did you hear anything about them?
Fireworks have been great this year, nighttime, and again, it just adds to the festivities here, and they do an excellent job of it. It's kind of interesting that they have the firework area over next to the propane gas area. I would have thought those two don't mix, but they have enough distance, and the fireworks are all projected far away from the propane field. But that's confidence in your valve manufacturers right there, Obi.
There you go. And I noticed one of the things we were talking about is before we went online about Disney and Universal, where they have the pin swapping. The Balloon Fiesta has the pin trading also there. I guess it's big business there.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the museum here right up the hill, I sent you a picture of that. Hopefully it's not too big that you can't get it on the site. But the museum is just stuffed full of the thousands of pins, balloon pins. A lot of history. People don't realize what the ballooning industry has done for aviation, particularly the space flights. And hopefully we wish Felix Baumgartner a lot of luck in breaking Joe Kittinger's record for the, four records, as a matter of fact, for speed, altitude, free fall duration, and hopefully folks will stay up with that because it's so important to keep these aviation events, the firsts and the records, to keep on the forefront in our mind and let us know that there's people still willing to put their life on the line for the dedication of advancement of aviation and aerospace.
Well, Ben, you're answering the questions before I even talk about them. The next thing up was the museum, which you hit on, and then, of course, the flight with Felix, which Joe Kittinger is working with Red Bull and the team on that, and it's wonderful to see the old guard helping the young guard make the new records and all that stuff, and it all comes down to it's a fellowship and a camaraderie regardless where you are, and it's all about safety and of course, having fun and learning, you know. Sounds like you're having a big time out there. When are you heading back, or where are you going from there?
Well, I'm heading back in the morning and go back to Central Florida, Lakeland, as a matter of fact, and be in town for a day and then back to Virginia for 2 weeks of defense contractor work. So there's no rest for the weary, as they say, Obe.
All right, Benji, we certainly appreciate the reports that you've been sending in to us most every Wednesday. And for those who haven't read Ben's briefings, they come out just about every Wednesday with tips about safety and aviation. So if you get a chance, check with us on Wednesday or Thursday and make sure they're up there. A lot of good safety information. Ben, have a good trip. Nice talking with you, and we'll talk to you next time. Wishing you blue skies.
Pleasure, Obi, and the best of the group, and you guys stay tuned in.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.